When the going gets tough, often the last thing we feel like doing is opening our Bible, truly. It doesn't feel necessary, it doesn't feel relevant, and yet it's the one thing that we can do that'll shine God's light into the gloom and doom. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Sometimes life is completely and utterly fantastic, and yet other days it can be really dark. A time of hurt or loss, or we feel as though we've somehow lost our way. And it's in those dark times that all too often we just don't know which way to turn. We've all been there. Let me share this with you. It's one of the most quoted scriptures of all, Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. It's written by a man who's going through some really tough, really dark times, and the whole psalm is a prayer to God. Lord, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Isn't that awesome? A lamp to our feet so we can look down to see where to take the next step on this rocky road. And a light to our path so we can look up and see where the path's headed. And yet I know so many people who believe in Jesus, but in those dark times, this lamp, this light, God's word, is hidden away under a bunch of rubbish in a cupboard somewhere, or tucked away gathering dust in their bedside table. Let me ask you something. Does that make sense to you at all? God's word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Get it out. Let it shine. Let God speak his light into your life on those dark days. That's his word, fresh for you today. God is ready, willing, and able to speak into whatever situation you find yourself right at this minute with words of wisdom, words of power, words of love, and words of comfort. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.